T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Come on, son.
Grab the yams on the track.
Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on, son.
Today's show is sponsored by PDM. Pod Digital Media, the number one multicultural podcast app, is here. PDM, Pod Digital Media, is the very first Black-owned podcast app. You can listen to shows from every single category, like sports, business, health, lifestyle, and culture, all from creators of color like me. Download it today in the Apple App Store and listen to new shows. Plus, if you want to release a podcast, record it and release it directly from the app. PDM, Pod Digital Media app. Download it right now. Tell them Ed Lover sent you.
Come on, son.
What up, y'all? It's Ed Lover. It is Come On, Son, the podcast. I'm at the crib. And you know this is overseen by Combat Jack, but I got some big-time breaking news coming for y'all. Not this podcast, but keep listening because it's going to come very, very soon. So keep listening to the podcast and keep watching the podcast because the new news is coming very, very soon. It's very exciting for me as far as my podcast is concerned. And for everybody that ever contributed to this podcast, I thank you and I really appreciate you. Now, check this out, right? I have been doing radio since, I think, 1993. I started on Hot 97. I believe so. I believe it was 1993. And I only worked a few places. I've been lucky in radio, and that has been the number one market, New York, number two market, Los Angeles, Chicago, where I'm on now, 104.3 Jams, and Atlanta, where I actually live between here and Chicago. And in order to be successful on radio, and I've been doing this as long as I've been doing it, man, it's incredible. And there's only certain people that come along and have that longevity that deserves that kind of respect. You know, DJ Red Alert, Funkmaster Flex, Angie Martinez, Howard Stern, Imus, Rick Party, guys like that, and Steve Harvey's Morning Show. And I'm going to have the distinct pleasure of talking to Thomas Miles today, a.k.a. Nephew Tommy. They have been syndicated for a long time, very successful at doing it big for a long time. He's been doing it on the radio. He's been doing it on stand-up stage. He's been doing it in theater. And he's been doing it on television with the show he has on OWN, which is a Will Packer production called Ready to Love. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the ups and downs of life and careers. And I got a little surprise for him, too, because I'm going to tell you now, and I won't tell him till later on, that my brother shares the exact same name that he does, Thomas Miles. But we call my brother Larry. See, that's the weird thing about my family. The weird thing about my family is myself and my brother Larry are the only two that get called by their first names, while my oldest brother Kelvin and my youngest of us, my sister Sonia, they get called by their first names. So my mother calls Kelvin Kelvin, calls Thomas Larry, calls me Edwin instead of James, and calls my sister Sonia instead of Geneva. Why? I don't know. But he shares the same name as my brother, and we could be related. So we're going to have to trace our family tree and see where his miles stem from, because I know my miles stem from Rufus Miles, which is my grandfather. So somewhere in there, we may be related, because my grandfather has sisters. I would have to go to my book and look in the book and see, because I believe he's from Texas. So we will have to see if any of our miles has migrated from somewhere and ended up in Texas. I don't know, but it's really weird to me that he has the exact same name as my brother. Now, if his middle name is Larry, then all bets are out the window, but he doesn't know that yet. So I can't wait to surprise him and give it to him. But I just want to say, man, as far as people that deserve respect, he is absolutely one of them. He works, I'm not sure if he knows that I used to work with Shirley Strawberry, who's also on the Steve Harvey Morning Show when I was in LA. Shirley is absolutely one of the best people I've ever worked with in my life, man. Like just, and I've worked with some people in morning radio that was just like, and I hate when sometimes they call people like, you know, your co-host. Like right now it is the Ed Lover Morning Show. It is co-hosted by my producer, super producer, Crystal, who also does the producing on this podcast, and Jen BT, but Jen was green and so was Krista. So they deserve the title of co-host, but Shirley was always a veteran of radio. So I never felt like I had to carry the show. Like when you have the wrong co-host, you have to carry a show. And Steve Harvey Morning Show, they're so strong in each and every person's position that Steve doesn't have to carry the show. It's the same way. Ricky Smiley is another one I want to mention. Ricky Smiley, friend of mine. Good, big up Ricky Smiley. Ricky doesn't have to carry that show on his own. Shout out to Headcrack, who spun off and doing his own thing from being on the Ricky Smiley show. They don't have to carry it because the people that they have surrounding them are really, really good. Really, really good. Like I had Moni. I didn't have to carry the show because Moni was there with me. I had Dr. Dre and Lisa G. I didn't have to carry that show because they were with me, you know, and so on and so forth. Now, there have been some people that I've had to carry a show on when they were graced to be next to me in morning radio when they had no business there in the first place. You know what I mean? So that sometimes a person is a co-host and only a co-host because it is what it is. And morning radio is tough, man, because as much as I love it, I'm going to tell you what I love about it and what I hate about it. I still don't like getting up that early in the morning. Mm-mm. Time to be on the air at 6 o'clock, man. Whew. And your day is not over at 10, not all the time. You have some days where you'll walk out of there at 10 and then you have some days you're not leaving there till like 1, 2, and you're sleepy. Thank God for that afternoon nap. Man, I got to ask Tommy if he takes that afternoon nap because I know I can't do it without my nap. I know that. And I've been doing it for a long time, y'all. A long time. Like since, 93. Mm-hmm. 93, Steve Smith came down to Yom TV Raps and said that their Hot 97 dance music station was flipping to the first all FM hip hop in the country, hip hop rail station, and asked, were we interested in doing morning radio? And at the time I was good. I was like, nah, I don't. Why should I do that? I work one day a week now at MTV and I'm making top dollar. Why do I want to, you know, except spring break? But other than that, it was come in on Thursdays, knock out all these shows, and you got the rest of the week. Why do I want to get up at the crack of dawn? And he had us on from 5:30 to 9 when we first started. So that was extra early, 5 days a week before we switched to 6 to 10. But the way the landscape of radio has changed now, man, and technology has changed, and this stay-at-home order that a lot of us are under, you know, a lot of times I'm not even in Chicago. A lot, you know, when them COVID numbers go up, I'm back here in Atlanta. And I know y'all gonna say Atlanta ain't no better, and you're right, but at least I'm home with my family, with my wife and my mother-in-law and my daughter and the grandkids and all of that surrounding me. So I'd rather be here than stuck in some apartment by myself in Chicago, but you can work from anywhere. And that is proven because Tommy is part of a syndicated morning show. And I know at one time they were all over the place. So let's find out how many different places members of the Steve Harvey Morning Show is and how they feel about that. But if you know what you're doing, you really don't need to be sitting in a studio. And I think more corporations are realizing that you really don't have to be in a radio station anymore. You can do it from anywhere. long as you have a laptop, a Bluetooth microphone, and your board is configured right back at home, and you got somebody in there making sure everything is put together, man, you good. You don't need it. You don't need to be in the studio, especially during this pandemic. I don't know if corporate America is ever going to go back to the way it used to be. I don't know. With everybody milling about the office, they got all this office space and there's nobody in the office. My boss, who's vice president of brands for Odyssey, my music director, he's in Texas. He don't need to be there to do his job. He does a fantastic job. He does not need to be stuck in a radio station to do his job. Even the salespeople are not actually in the office anymore. They're doing it from home. And that was one thing about actually being at the radio station for a time, was the fact that guest artists coming through and meeting the salespeople's potential clients. I should say that. And if, you know, the fellowship was fun. You get, there's a lot of laughter, there's a lot of off radio stuff. But let me tell you one thing. Being on the morning radio with somebody is like being in a marriage. You see these people constantly. And sometimes, man, you kind of, you know, get into it. Somebody might be late all the time. Somebody might not be working as hard as you're working on things. And they just sliding by because you're only as strong. Your chain is only as strong as the weakest link on the chain. So it's going to be an interesting conversation between two radio veterans. You know, myself and nephew Tommy, Thomas Miles. We definitely got to talk about Ready for Love, because that show is crazy. I want to know his thoughts on it. I have a lot of questions for the man. It's pretty much what I'm trying to say. Okay, so hang out, y'all. Nephew Tommy is coming up on Killer Outside, the podcast with me at Lava. Okay, it's all good. Okay, I see him. What's up, brother?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Good, man. It's a pleasure to have you, man. How you been?
Man, I'm good. It's a pleasure to be looking at the legend, man.
Oh, come on, man. Stop that, bro. Stop that, brother. I was just warming them up a little bit, telling them, man, I got a lot of stuff to ask you, man. First of all, you are definitely a Hall of Famer as far as this radio stuff is concerned, bro.
Thank you, man.
When did you start?
I started, you know what, Ed, man? I probably started in 2000. 2001, right in there. So I'm looking at about 19, 20 years. But I was opening for Luther before radio.
Yeah.
Doing stand up, you know. And then you know, Luther took a break, said we're gonna go on a 6-month hiatus. And I said, all right, cool. I went to Hollywood, hung out with some of my acting buddies. Uh-huh. And next thing I know, man, I'm at the radio station, hanging out with Steve, talking smack like we normally do. And his manager said, hey, we want to do this full time. I said, I can do it until Luther say we got to go. I ain't got time to play with y'all on the radio.
Right.
And the blessing is, man, is that, you know, unfortunately, Luther passed away and never came back. We never went back out on the road. And, you know, God gave me a job before I knew I needed one, man.
Absolutely. I got my pros and cons of doing morning radio. What are your pros and cons of doing mornings?
Oh, God. Well, just to get up alone, Ed, is, you know, a lot of people say you get used to it. No, you don't. No, you don't. Getting up is getting up, brother. If I could trade it and be that 2-6, I'd be that 2-6.
But you guys sound like y'all having a lot of fun. When you started, how many people were on the show?
When I started, Steve had, oh my God, Steve Harvey Angels. It was about two of them and him. It was three of them. So I came in and became that wild nephew that, you know, out in the streets, calling in, doing crazy banana stuff. And eventually he brought me into the studio. And here I am 19 years later, still holding a microphone, man.
Come on, son.
Let's keep it real for a moment.
Quite a few people suffered financially during this pandemic, and now is the best time ever to make sure your bank account works with you and not against you. So listen, Chime is an award-winning app and debit card with no hidden fees nor monthly minimums. Listen, we all make mistakes, yours truly included. And those packed on overdraft fees are the worst. But with Chime, you get fee-free overdraft on up to $100 in debit purchases with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but better. Get your paycheck, benefits, and tax return up to 2 days earlier with Chime's direct deposit. And again, no hidden fees or monthly minimums. My friends, join the millions on Chime. Sign up. Takes 2 minutes and does not impact your credit score at all. You earned your money and you deserve to keep every cent of it. So start saving and apply now at Chime.com/EdLover. That's Chime.com/EdLover. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $100 by Chime. Early direct deposit depends on the payer. Out-of-network cash withdrawal fees apply. Third-party and cash deposit fees may apply. Go to Chime.com/EdLover for details.
Come on, son.
Yes, sir. Now, how many of y'all are on the show now?
Man, you got six.
Six.
I find it hard with me and two women. It's just me. It's three of us on my morning show. And before that, it was just me and another one. And then I kept saying, hey, we need to sound like a party that's going on in here. So they added my producer full time. So now she's on women. It's just three of us. And sometimes we have trouble not stepping on each other. How do y'all do it?
You know what? It's a little difficult. You got myself, J. Anthony Brown. You have another comedian. We call him Junior. Two ladies, Junior. Carl and Shirley. Yeah, Carl and Shirley. And then of course, Steve. But you know what? Ed, we just been doing it so long
right. That
we just know when to jump in. And it's not like we don't step on each other, because we do. But we just been doing it so long that you kind of just get that timing and you just know it every morning. Like, I got it. Let's go. We playing double dutch, man. But it's a lot of people jumping rope.
Yes, it is. And here's a 1 degree of separation between you and I as far as radio is concerned. Shirley and I work together in Los Angeles.
What?
When I was in LA, Shirley was my co-host when I first got to Los Angeles. Shirley,
man,
is a gem.
We tell her all the time. We tell her all the time. She still got the best voice in radio, man.
She is an absolute gem and an absolute wonderful person to work with, man. She opened her home and her arms to me and Dre right. All the time, bro. And I was there with her. And you know how corporate come in sometime. And
right.
Corporate came in and was like, we need to get more Latino listeners on. And they let Shirley go and brought this young lady in whose name, she's still in radio, so I won't say her name. But you know when somebody just doesn't belong in morning radio? Listening to this right. TikTok was like watching paint dry, man. And I mean, Shirley just got us. You know what I mean? The synergy between myself, Shirley, and Dre was just like this every single day. And man, I was so happy to see her and know that she landed on her feet with you guys on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And another funny thing is, when they let us go, when Radio One, I think, took over that station I was on in LA, they let us go, y'all were the guys they brought in. So I lost the job to you too, brother. But that's the way radio goes, man. But I was still under another year, 2 year contract where they had to pay me. So I wasn't working.
They had to take care of you.
They had to take care of me. That check came every 2 weeks like clockwork.
There you go. Man, you know what, man? She taught me so much when it comes to radio. I mean, she really taught me how to do the dance, and how to work around Steve. That was a whole nother learning process too.
Right.
You know, of when to go in and throw a couple jabs of jokes, or when, you know, he ain't feeling it right now. He on his soapbox and he preaching. So you got to learn that and try to figure out. Now I've been around a long time to where it's like, okay, I'm coming in on your soapbox. I don't care what you say. I'm coming in with it.
It's second nature at this point, right?
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. But where are you guys at? Because you were here for a while in Atlanta.
Yes, we were in Atlanta for a while. I'm actually in Houston.
Okay.
Junior is in Atlanta where you are.
Yeah, we hang out a lot. That's my dude. He's an avid cigar smoker like myself.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So we got Shirley's in Atlanta now. Eh?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shirley's in, so we're all over. You know, Steven has his place in Atlanta, but he's you know, he might be in Cali. He was just lately in Cali doing Family Feud. So we're scattered all over. But just during the pandemic, we started really tying ourselves to Zoom, and now it's become a whole second wave of us. You know, we used to be able to just do it by the mic, but now it's a little more fun when we're looking like the Brady Bunch. You know, we all up there on Twitter.
I feel you, man. And what I was just saying before you came on, I was just saying that we're learning now that you don't all have to be in one place in order to do radio successfully. Because I'm here in Atlanta. I go back and forth a little bit, but I've basically been here since the pandemic hit in Atlanta working from home.
Let me tell you something, man. This is what I've learned is this Zoom thing or whatever other outlets that do this where you can have these conference calls like this visually has made a huge difference. I normally, when I'm promoting this show, Ready to Love, you know, I'll touch down in New York, go do about 5-6 radio stations, you know, then they may shoot you to LA, you'll do a few more. I have been in front of this Zoom box, man, and I'm probably 80-something interviews deep, but all over the country. So, you know, you don't have to get on a plane and kill yourself. You can do it. You can get on this laptop, bro, yeah, and talk to the world.
That's right. You do it. Everything is done virtually, man.
Yep.
And that's beautiful. Let's talk about Ready for Love. This season number 3?
Yes, sir.
How do you keep up with all of that, man? How do you keep up with Ready for Love, your radio show? Are you doing both simultaneously?
I'm doing both simultaneously, man. Both of them simultaneously. Wow, bro.
Can somebody else get some money besides you and Steve, man?
Hey, once he teach you how to get them checks, you better start getting them checks, man.
Tell me about this upcoming season of Ready for Love.
Man, let me bring everybody up to speed in case you have some viewers that don't know anything about it. Ready to Love is a dating show. And it's not your typical dating show. Your typical dating show, to me, people are in their 20s. You know, life is just getting started. This is different. These people are in their 30s, 40s, even their 50s. Some are married and have gotten divorced. You know, some are career driven, haven't really taken time to find love. And now they've come on this show and decided, you know what? I want to take time out and see if I can find someone for me. So we start out with 20 singles, 10 men, 10 women. It's a process of elimination. The power shifts back and forth each week between the men and the women. Women eliminate men. Men eliminate women until we get down to 10 weeks where we only have 6 people left, 3 couples who have hopefully found love. That's the prize, Ed. There's no $1 million, no trip around the world. The prize is you found love, and you can't put a price on that, man.
No, you certainly cannot, man. And that's it. It is no big to do about it. It definitely ain't The Bachelor, because they don't never stay together. I don't know what the hell's going on over there. If we get the first Black Bachelor, you're going to flaunt 35 white women in front of them. We're like, where the soup is at?
What is this?
Yeah, what is this? You know, so I understand exactly what y'all coming from. But, bro, you've had some characters on that show, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And it doesn't stop. You know, each season, you're going to get that. You know, you're not going to get, when they say 20 singles, come on, man. You're going to have some duds here and there. And, you know, I just feel for those that are, you know, because the first day, somebody's going home.
Wow.
The first day. So, you know, you got to be walking away the first day saying, what did I do? I didn't do anything.
Yeah, look at yourself in the mirror, go, am I whack? Like, really? I got eliminated?
And you know what it is most of the time, man, is since a lot of people are very uncertain and not big on opening up immediately. And if you look tucked away or clammed up, people be like, okay, well, I ain't talked to him. He must not want to mix and mingle. Or I ain't talked to her. She seems too shy. Guess what? That's what gets you out. It's not that you're a bad person. It's just that you're not, you know, that first impression is everything.
Yeah, it absolutely is. What do you like doing better, man? Because you've done stage. You've done a lot of stage.
Yes.
Right? You was in London with the Shakespearean, the whole thing. Yes. So you're already trained in that. You're a hell of a stand-up comedian. You got the radio down on lock, and now you're doing and TV too with Ready for Love. What is the one that you really love to do the most?
You know what, Ed? I got to give it to the stage, man, because that's where I honed my craft. And that allowed me to do all of this. You know, being a trained actor is what got me to be able to do stand-up and television, hosting, film here and there. But it gets you that first craft, that tone, that timing. Now you can just run off and go do anything. But if I want to go back and get on that stage and put Shakespeare on, I heard myself proclaim, and by the happy hollow of a tree escape the hunt. No port is free, no place to guard, and most unusual vigilance does not attend my taking. While I must escape, I must preserve myself. In wit presented nakedness, outface the winds and persecutions of the sky. The country gives me proof. A bedlam beggars to strike arms and mortified bear arms. Oh, God bless thee, lady.
I know who the next black brother on Bridgerton need to be. That is you, brother. You need to audition for Bridgerton, bro. You got that.
They got a slot open from what I understand.
Yeah, right. They got the other guy that was there. He ain't going to be there no more. He made exactly. The whole season. He's gone. So they need another brother on Bridgerton, man. That might be your next caller. But I know you can do Bridgerton, radio, all of this at the same time. It's going to be tough for you, man.
I ain't that pretty, Ed. He's a pretty boy, man. He was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He had the women swooning. I was like, wow. My man had some lines in there, right? I was like, yes, whoa, okay. Okay, I feel you, bro. I'm ready to see what's next for him, man. When does Ready for Love air? Everybody that listens so they know when to check you out.
Every Friday night on the OWN Network, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and, you know, hosted by yours truly. And the big thing about it, man, this is starting to be, you know, couples are sitting on the couch with some popcorn. You got your girlfriends that are hanging out together, want to watch it. So it's become that type of thing where everybody wants to check it out because, you know, you start at the beginning with the show and say, you know what, I'm going to see if I can pick on who's going to be together, who's going to make it to the end. And you just start, you know, you start comparing, man, and it becomes a fun little thing to do.
Yeah, I had a real good friend of mine, man, on one of your seasons, man. She was on Ready for Love.
In Atlanta?
Yeah, her name was Melinda Ruff.
Yep. Melinda, yes, yeah, I remember.
Melinda was on the show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cooked the whole Thanksgiving spread on there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she threw down in the kitchen, man, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was a good one, man. That was really, really good, bro. Coming from where you from? You from Texas, right?
Yeah, Houston.
Houston, Texas. Oh, actually, I'm going to Houston soon for Houston Cigar Week in May. So I'll be down in Houston. So,
I'm gonna tell Junior to give you my info. Hit me up.
Okay, I will definitely hit you up. Now, here is something else that I told my audience before you got on that I'm going to spring on you, and I'm going to tell you right now. Thomas Miles, my brother name is Thomas Miles.
No.
Yes. Miles is my mom.
Wow.
So somewhere in there, we may be related, bro, because Rufus Miles is the one that started the entire Miles family tree for us coming out of Emporia and Roanoke Rapids, Virginia, down in that area. That's where we're from.
Yeah.
And a lot of miles. Well, I don't know. Grandpa had brothers and sisters. He might be the uncle or somewhere. You know.
We gotta get on this tree and get to move around these leaves and see what we can find.
That's right, brother, because that is my brother's name. Thomas
Your brother's Larry name Miles. Is Thomas Miles?
Thomas Miles, yeah.
Wow.
And the weird thing about it is my mother doesn't call him Thomas. My mother calls him by his middle name and me by my middle name. But my oldest brother, Kelvin Miles, she calls Kelvin. Thomas gets called Larry. Me, James. I'm Edwin. And then my sister, Sonia Geneva, is Sonia. So go figure why she call her two middle children by their middle name. I don't think she wanted to confuse me with my dad. So she never said James would have both of us turn around. So she always called me Edwin. But my brother's name is Thomas Miles, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell your brother when we do cross paths, we will take that picture. That's for sure.
Absolutely. And I got to have that picture with me in the middle of my two Thomas Miles, man. For real, man. It's always a pleasure, man. Continue to make us laugh. continue to do what you do, man. You've been very successful at it. Give Steve all my best. He shows me nothing but love every time I see him. And hopefully somewhere me and you can get on the same comedy stage together, man, because I've been doing stand-up with my cousin Talent for years now.
Let's do it.
And if you're ever in Atlanta, brother, holla at me.
I definitely will, man. Much love to you, man. Thanks for having me on, Ed. I appreciate it, bro.
Anytime, brother. Nephew taught me in the building. One love to a great man. I appreciate you, brother.
All right. Be blessed.
Easy.
Come on, son. This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. No, I'm only playing. Nah. Y'all keep God first. Everything else will fall into place. We'll talk at y'all next week, man. Y'all know what it is. Come on, son.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is produced and engineered by co-executive producers Krista Hayes and Kimana Paulus in downtown Chicago. This is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.